Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts with people in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow, his first episode after assuming office in third term. Rescue operations in army tank mishap at Ladakh complete, bodies of all 5 soldiers recovered. A Delhi court sends Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till July the 12th in connection with alleged liquor policy corruption case. Iran's presidential election heads to runoff on July 5th amid record low turnout. In World Table Tennis Contender Tournament in Tunisia, Indian women's doubles paddlers Diya Parag Chitale and Yashaswini Ghorpade enter final. And T20 World Cup final between India and South Africa underway at Barbados. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 111th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the first episode after Mr. Modi assumed charge of the Prime Minister for the third consecutive time. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In Ladakh, the rescue operation for the mishap involving a T-72 tank near the line of actual control area on the Indochina border during warfare exercise concluded today. The army spokesperson at Leh said bodies of all the 5 soldiers who were killed last night have been recovered. Details from our Leh correspondent.
The mishap occurred at the time of an exercise of trench warfare going on in the Daulat Beg Oldi area near the line of actual control, during which the Shayok River, through which the tanks were passing, suddenly got flooded. Chairman, Deputy Chairman and Councillors of local government at Leh expresses great sadness by the tragic loss of brave soldiers who lost their lives in the tragic accident and convey heartfelt condolence to the family and nears and dears of the soldiers. Yangchan Dolma for Akashwani News from Leh Ladakh.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief over the incident. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said the countrymen will never forget the exemplary service of the gallant soldiers to the nation. He offered condolences to the bereaved families. The Defence Minister said the nation stands firm with them during this hour of grief. In Bihar, the CBI today brought 3 arrested accused in the alleged NEET UG entrance exam question paper leak case to Patna for further investigation. The 3 accused arrested yesterday from Jharkhand in the case were taken to a hospital in Patna this afternoon for medical test. After getting remand from the designated CBI court, the agency has brought them to Patna for interrogation. It is notable that after taking over the investigation of the case from the Economic Offence Unit of Bihar Police, the CBI has made 5 arrests from Bihar and Jharkhand so far. The Haryana government and National Forensic Science University today signed an MOU to set up the country's first centre of excellence for matters related to Chinhit Apradh cases. The MOU was signed at Panchkula in the presence of Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Union Urban Development, Housing and Energy Minister Manohar Lal and Chief Minister Naib Singh. The 50-acre campus will be built at Panchkula. Speaking on the occasion, Home Minister Amit Shah said the centre will provide scientific help in implementing the 3 new criminal laws at the ground level.
NFSU के साथ जोड़कर क्रिमिनल जस्टिस सिस्टम को एक वैज्ञानिक आधार देने का आपने फैसला किया है और जो 3 कानून जो अंग्रेजों के समय से इस देश की क्रिमिनल जस्टिस सिस्टम को गवर्न करते थे इन 3 कानूनों में हमने ईडी न्याय और हरेक को न्याय के कंसेप्ट के साथ जो बदलाव किए हैं इसका एक अहम हिस्सा है कि 6 साल और उसके ऊपर की सजा के प्रावधान जितनी भी दफा में है उस सब में फॉरेंसिक साइंस की लेबोरेटरी की विजिट को कंपलसरी करा है।
Chief Minister Naib Singh said this centre will work to fulfil the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah of providing easy justice to the victim. A court has sent Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till July the 12th in a corruption case linked to the alleged liquor policy case after his three-day custody with the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, ended today. He was sent to CBI custody on the 26th of this month for 3 days by the Rouse Avenue Court on the agency's application seeking custody of the Aam Aadmi Party chief for interrogation. Earlier that day, Kejriwal was formally arrested by the CBI when he was produced before vacation judge Amitabh Rawat. In a related development, the AAP chief had withdrawn his plea, filed before the Supreme Court challenging the interim stay ordered by the Delhi High Court on his release on bail in the money laundering case linked to the alleged liquor policy scam case. A PMLA court in Ranchi remanded former Jharkhand Minister Alamgir Alam to two-day judicial custody in connection with an alleged money laundering case. He will be produced on the 1st of July before the court through video conference. The minister was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on May the 15th. The Janata Dal United today appointed Rajya Sabha member and party leader Sanjay Jha as the National Executive President. He was appointed at the party's National Executive Meeting in the presence of JDU MPs, ministers, executive members, general secretaries and state presidents. Talking to media after his appointment, Mr. Jha said he would try to expand the party in the coming times with the 2025 assembly elections in Bihar in mind. He also declared that JDU will also contest the assembly elections in Jharkhand this year.
नीतीश कुमार जी का कामकाज बिहार में तो रहा ही, लेकिन एक आधार बिहार के लोगों का बाहर भी रहा, झारखंड में, यूपी में, अन्य जगहों पर, नॉर्थ ईस्ट में. तो ये एक रहेगा कि पार्टी का आधार बिहार के बाहर भी बढ़े. और 2025 हम लोगों के लिए जो बिहार का चुनाव है असेंबली का, पार्टी का जो काम है उसमें कैसे होगा, तो ये दो इम्पोर्टेंट चीज है.
Meanwhile, JDU has sought special category status or special financial package from the union government for Bihar. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Iran's 14th presidential election has entered a runoff vote, with former Health Minister Masoud Pezeshkian and former Chief Nuclear Negotiator Saeed Jalili leading in the first round, as no one has got minimum threshold of 50% of votes. Iran's election headquarters spokesperson Mohsen Islami said this today. He said the turnout of voting stands at 40%. None of the four candidates secured more than 50% of the vote in yesterday's election, prompting a second round on July the 5th. The election saw the lowest voter turnout for a presidential election since the Islamic Republic was established in 1979. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Qatar tomorrow. External Affairs Ministry in a statement said during the visit he will meet Qatar's Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman. His visit will enable both sides to review various aspects of bilateral relations, including political, trade, investment, energy, security, cultural and people-to-people, as well as regional and international issues of mutual interest. The ministry added that India and Qatar share historic and friendly relations, which are marked by regular exchange of high-level visits. Indian Navy destroyer INS Ranveer arrived in Chattogram for a week-long goodwill visit. The visit of INS Ranveer coincided with the visit of Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi, Chief of the Naval Staff of Indian Navy, to Bangladesh, the High Commission of India to Bangladesh said in a social media post on X. INS Ranveer is a guided missile destroyer and forms part of the frontline combatant fleet of the Indian Navy on the Eastern Seaboard. Indian Navy's indigenous stealth frigate INS Shivalik, deployed in the South China Sea and the Pacific Ocean, is participating in the 29th edition of the biennial Rim of the Pacific exercise, the world's largest international maritime exercise being held in Hawaii. According to the U.S. Navy, 40 surface ships, 3 submarines, 14 national land forces, over 150 aircraft, and more than 25,000 personnel from nearly 29 countries will be trained and operate in and around the Hawaiian Islands during the exercise. Union Minister for Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat asserted that the Yugi Yugi in Bharat Museum would showcase the journey of the country. The new National Museum of India will come up at North and South Block near Raisina Hill in New Delhi. It is a part of the Central Vista redevelopment project that seeks to revamp India's central administrative area. The museum will be spread over 1,54,000 square meter area, making it the largest museum in the world. The annual pilgrimage of Sri Amarnath Ji, which began today, is running smoothly in Jammu and Kashmir. Pilgrims from various parts of the country are reaching the city of temples in Jammu for their onward journey for the pilgrimage. More from our Srinagar correspondent.
On the first day of the Yatra today, 12,221 devotees have paid their obeisance to the naturally formed Aishwarlingam of Lord Shiva and Shivparivar in the holy cave shrine of Sri Amarnath Ji in South Kashmir Himalayas up till 5 this evening. About 25 community kitchens have been established on the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway for the convenience of Sri Amarnath Ji Yatris. Meanwhile, all the requisite arrangements with regard to basic amenities, health care including security, have been put in place at the base camps and en route Sri Amarnath Ji Cave Shrine. Sunil Kohl for Akashwani News from Srinagar.
In table tennis, Indian paddlers Diapa Rajchitale and Yashaswini Ghorpade reached the final of the World Table Tennis Contender Tournament in Tunisia. They defeated South Korean pair of Yoo Si Woo and Kim Seong Jin in the semi-final 11-4, 11-2, 11-2. The duo will face Satsuki Odo and Sakura Yokoi of Japan in the final tomorrow. In cricket, men's T20 World Cup final match between India and South Africa is underway at Kensington Oval, Bridgetown, Barbados. Team India were 118 for 4 in 15 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, the men in blue won the toss and elected to bat. The Rohit Sharma-led side booked their spot in the summit clash, defeating defending champions England by 68 runs in the semi-final. On the other hand, South Africa outplayed Afghanistan in the second semi-final. Both India and South Africa are currently unbeaten in the competition. It is the last match for Rahul Dravid as Team India coach. In women's cricket, on day two in the one-off test match between India and South Africa at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai, visitors South Africa were 236 for 4 at stumps. India have declared its first innings at 603 runs for 6 wickets after 115.1 overs. Richa Ghosh scored 86 and skipper Harmanpreet made 69 this morning. Earlier, India resumed their play at the overnight score of 525 for 4 in the first innings on day 2 this morning. Southwest monsoon has further advanced into remaining parts of East Uttar Pradesh and some more parts of Western Uttar Pradesh today. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into some more parts of West Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and remaining parts of West Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh and Jammu during the next 2 to 3 days. IMD added that heavy to very heavy rainfall occurred today at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim and isolated places over Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Arunachal Pradesh, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat region and South Interior Karnataka. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts with people in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow, his first episode after assuming office in third term. Rescue operations in the army tank mishap at Ladakh complete, bodies of all 5 soldiers recovered. A Delhi court sends Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to judicial custody till July 12th in connection with alleged liquor policy corruption case. Iran's presidential election heads to runoff on July 5th amid record low turnout. In World Table Tennis Contender Tournament in Tunisia, Indian women's doubles paddlers Diapa Rajchitale and Yashaswini Ghorpade enter final and T20 World Cup final between India and South Africa underway at Barbados. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.